November 24th, Tuesday. Why must you think about what will follow? If your church is preparing for construction, you must think about what your church will do after it is built. If thousands of people gather at your church, you must think about what you will do afterward. If you plan on becoming a doctor, you must prepare what you will do after becoming one. If you dream of becoming a renowned business person, you must make specific preparations of what you will do after achieving your goal. Why must you think about what will follow? Because it will absolutely take place. Receiving answers in advance. What will follow? Romans 16 verse 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. You can make Satan kneel by receiving answers in advance. Receiving answers in advance is thinking about what will follow. Then what must you do to receive answers in advance? Number 1. Preparing your vessel. You must think about what will follow in order to prepare an accurate vessel. You must prepare your vessel in detail in order for God to fill it. Begin from where you have fallen, from your weaknesses, and from poverty. The seven remnants of the Bible began from the midst of their hardships. Number 2. Build your altar. Take what will follow and build your altar. Building an altar not only includes worship, but it also signifies increasing your spiritual immunity and spiritual authority so that it can appear realistically as your own power. Abraham held what would follow and built his altar. Joseph and Jacob built an altar in their minds. Moses realized what would follow after coming out of Egypt. If you truly desire to receive answers, you must be able to see what will follow in advance. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Esther didn't think about how they would escape. Instead, they saw what would follow and made firm resolutions. The members of the early church saw what would follow after the destruction of Israel and Rome. From that point on, they began using their authority. If you use this authority, you'll gain victory as well. Dear God, help me to see what will follow after answers, to prepare my vessel, and to build my altar. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.